This is the time of year when children living in cold climates go sledding and study their mittens and coat sleeves to see if it's really true that no two snowflakes are alike. The person who first proposed this theory was not a scientist, but a homeschooled farmer from Jericho, Vermont. Today, the life and works of Wilson Bentley occupy half of the two-room Jericho Historical Society. Harriet Baskus reports.
Wilson Bentley grew up peering at drops of water, bugs, and bits of stone through a small hand-me-down microscope. For his 17th birthday in 1882, he got a Bellows camera and started taking pictures of the things he'd inspected with his microscope. Bentley Museum archivist Ray Miglianico says young Wilson was as intrigued by an object's natural beauty as he was by its structural makeup.
He would take insects and tie them to a blade of grass and let them stay overnight so that in the morning they would be covered with dew. Then he would release it after he took the picture.
Miglianico heard this story from Wilson Bentley's niece, who'd helped her uncle catch the bugs. According to museum volunteer Blair Williams, Bentley's picture-taking exploits earned him a reputation for being sort of odd.
Local people thought it was kind of a waste of time. A farmer should be out doing something other than taking pictures.
Bentley did his farm chores. He also played piano, clarinet, and violin, and had a special talent for imitating birds, frogs, and assorted townspeople. But Bentley spent most of his spare time photographing what he called his water wonders of the atmosphere: frost, dew, raindrops, and most especially snow.
He was the first one to develop a camera to photograph snow crystals or snowflakes through the microscope.
Atmospheric scientist Duncan Blanchard has written a biography of Wilson Bentley.
Bentley, by himself, learned the art of photomicrography. It was difficult, it was time-consuming, laborious.
And Bentley did it before he was 20 years old. It took him several cold and frustrating winters to figure out just the right light conditions and lens magnification needed to photograph snow. He wasn't interested in whole snowflakes, but the individual crystals that make them up, colliding in the air and sticking together as they fall from the sky. Duncan Blanchard says that, as you can imagine, collecting and photographing them was a challenge.
He went out in the snow. He had an ordinary small black board, and he collected the snow crystals upon it. He came back into a shed at the back of his house, and there he had his camera.
Wearing heavy mittens and holding his breath, Bentley used a piece of straw to quickly transfer a single snow crystal to a microscope slide. He made more than 5,000 portraits of crystals this way, and later toured New England, urging audiences to search the images for unusual patterns or familiar objects. Bentley Museum archivist Ray Miglianico found something.
This is a rare triangular snowflake. It has three. Actually, it has 15 sides, but it looks like it has three. And if you look closely, and in the top portion of the crystal, I see a space Martian.
You actually can see a supermarket tabloid-style Martian in there, and Wilson Bentley would have said it's one of a kind. He tried to illustrate his theory that no two snow crystals are exactly alike in the winter of 1931 with a slim picture book containing 2,500 photographs of his favorite crystals. Unfortunately, says Ray Miglianico, Bentley died just 1 month after his book was published. Not too long after Bentley's death, scientists figured out how to capture snow crystals in quick-drying liquid plastic. Today, they use lasers. But atmospheric scientist Duncan Blanchard says these modern-day methods just can't capture a snow crystal's charm the way Bentley did.
The crystal shape and beauty is not quite the same, not nearly as nice as in Bentley's technique, but it was close enough for most scientific work.
Although Wilson Bentley did care about the scientific value of his work, it was the fragile elegance of the snow crystals that grabbed his imagination. Many of his photographs are on display at the Jericho, Vermont Historical Society. But Wilson Bentley's legacy is truly carried on anytime you see someone staring at their coat sleeves on a snowy day. For National Public Radio, I'm Harriet Baskis.